This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said the United States is looking into allegations of human rights abuses by Israel and its operation against Hamas in Gaza.
From day one, we've been working to do everything we can to try to increase protection for civilians, as well as, you know, to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Gazans who so desperately need it.
Axios News site on Saturday reported Washington was planning to impose sanctions on Israeli battalion, which has operated in the occupied West Bank, though the Israeli military said it was not aware of any such measures. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday he would fight against sanctions being imposed on any Israeli military units for alleged rights violations after media reports said Washington was planning such a step. Israel has yet to provide evidence for its accusations that hundreds of staff of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, are members of terrorist groups, according to a new review of the agency's neutrality released on Monday that could prompt some donor countries to review funding freezes, Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
The review also noted that UNRWA has a, quote, more developed approach to neutrality than other similar UN or aid groups. According to Catherine Colonna, a former French foreign minister appointed by the UN to lead the review.
There's always room for improvement. And some issues related to neutrality persist. This is why this mission was created.
Colonna was tasked with the review after Israel accused 12 UNRWA staff of taking part in the Hamas-led October 7th attacks that triggered the Gaza war. A separate probe by internal UN investigators is looking into those allegations.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. Gaza hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the territory's southernmost city of Rafah has killed at least 9 people, 6 of them children. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has supervised salvo launches of the country's super-large multiple rocket launchers that simulated a nuclear counterattack against enemy targets, according to state media Tuesday, adding to testing activities and threats that have raised tensions in the region. The report by North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency came a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries detected the North firing what they suspected as multiple short-range ballistic missiles from a region near its capital, Pyongyang, towards its eastern seas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to China this week for talks with senior officials in Shanghai and Beijing to discuss a range of issues, including Russia's war against Ukraine, the Middle East crisis, the South China Sea, and human rights. VOA's Nike Ching has more.
Blinken has also spoken out on China's support for Russia in its war with Ukraine. The United States, together with other nations in a group of 7, has urged China to stop transferring dual-use materials and weapons components that Russia is using to advance its military production. The U.S. said it is prepared to take further steps as necessary, but Beijing has dismissed Washington's concerns. Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
A New York jury heard opening statements Monday, the first day of Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with more.
Prosecutors said the former president broke the law and deceived voters in the 2016 election by trying to cover up sexual encounters with adult film actress Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Trump's defense attorney told the jury that his client committed no crime, adding, quote, "There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy." Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to Daniels in 2016 to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had 10 years earlier.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. A Peruvian psychologist who suffered from an incurable disease that weakened her muscles and had her confined to her bed for several years died by euthanasia, becoming the first person in the country to obtain the right to die with medical assistance. Ana Estrada fought for years in Peruvian courts for the right to die with dignity and became a celebrity in the conservative country where euthanasia and assisted suicide are illegal. In 2022, Estrada was granted an exception by the nation's Supreme Court, which upheld a ruling by a lower court that gave her the right to decide when to end her life and said that those who helped her would not be punished. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.